There is a record we recorded in February, and it's called The Last Will and Testament, and it's a nice record.
Of course! I didn't expect anything else from you.
No, me neither.
Hallo und herzlich willkommen zur Festival Edition Pot of Rock. Eurem Podcast-Magazin für Metal, Rock und allem dazwischen und außerhalb. Viel Spaß mit dieser kleinen Festivalausgabe.
Wacken 2024 hier in der EMP Backstage Area. Ein tosender Applaus für Opeth.
Thank you, thank you.
Guys, it's a pleasure to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
How are you doing?
Thank you.
We're good. We're tired, but good.
You got to play a show. You got to wake up.
Yeah, but they lost my luggage on the way.
With your stage clothes?
Yeah, this is it.
Okay.
This is it, what I have for 2 weeks now.
Looking fine.
Yeah.
Looking fine to me, at least.
Yeah, always a sharp-dressed man.
I mean, the last record is like almost 5 years ago, and it's pretty long for your relations. Usually it's like 3 years or so, but now it's five. So not only me are waiting for a new record. Is there anything in the pipeline?
Yeah.
Well, that's a precise answer. Congrats.
No,
What is in the pipeline?
There is stuff. I mean, of course, it was a long time since we did the last record. But of course, we had COVID and those kind of things. And I worked on a soundtrack for a TV series.
Which one?
It's called Clark on Netflix.
Yeah.
About a bank robber, a famous Swedish bank robber.
So did you do the whole soundtrack?
Yeah. I mean, I did all the music, and then there's some original songs in there as well. But
that's the first time you made it?
Yeah.
How was that experience?
It was fun. It was filmed by the original drummer from the Swedish band Bathory.
So the soundtrack experience, does that have any impact on the Opeth writing as well?
Maybe. I'm not sure. I mean, that was like that was a different thing from writing for Opeth. But yeah, we did that, and now, I mean, there will be some type of announcement tonight for new Opeth music.
Oh, habt ihr gehört?
Since this is not live and you're the only guys here, you know, there is a record. We recorded in February, I think, and it's called The Last Will and Testament, and it's a nice record.
Of course. I didn't expect anything else from you.
No, me neither.
No, we're really happy with it. We recorded once again at Rockfield in Wales. So this is the third time we went to Rockfield. I would say it's different from every other album, definitely.
In which way?
I don't know. It's weird. That's not really different for us, I guess. But I'm doing some of the screams again, which I haven't done for a long time. And there's some guests on there. There's a guy, Ian Anderson from Jethro Tull, is on there doing spoken word and playing flute. And Joey Tempest is on it.
Joey Tempest!
Yeah, he's on it. But yeah, it's a concept record. It's quite... somebody said it sounds claustrophobic. It's a claustrophobic sounding record. And there's a lot of ideas. It's a restless record. It's not a meandering. There's stuff happening all the time. Even I don't really know the songs yet, you know. But it's... of course I would say that, but I think it's good. It's a good record.
We also have a new drummer on the album.
Yeah.
Our new drummer, Valtteri.
Okay, what happened?
Well, during the COVID, we lost Axe, our previous drummer, and now we have Valtteri Väyrynen, who played with Paradise Lost.
Yep. And also Bottom After Midnight, Alexis' band, before he passed.
And Bloodbath.
But you didn't play any shows together so far, right?
Yeah, we've done a few shows in South America.
Three tours. We did the anniversary tour in Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And a bunch of shows, yeah.
So it worked together well.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But this is his first record as well for us.
I think you can easily say that he got a really challenging task to perform these songs. I think he did an amazing work, you know.
And I mean, Joey Tempest, to me, that's a final countdown. It doesn't sound claustrophobic at all. So did you make him change, or did he just play some happy parts in between?
Tempest doesn't sound like Tempest on the final countdown. He's, I don't know, I had him over at my house. I asked him, could you sing a few lines? He's like, let's push the record button, he said. At the time, I didn't have the lyrics ready. So I was like, I'm sorry, you know, I have to record it from somewhere else. But he's really going for it, you know. It sounds amazing. I mean, I'm a big Europe fan. Being
well,
Swedish.
Who's not?
Well, I don't know, but I love them. And I think for him to be on this record, it's a bit different by his standards, because it doesn't really sound like a Europe record at all.
So when he came over to your house, I mean, are you friends just hanging up? How did that come about?
I guess we're friends, yeah. He sent me a text one day. It's like, what's up? And I was like, hey, Joey Tempest. We met at festivals, and he invited me over to his house. And I mean, we know the Europe guys. I mean, Fredrik's one of his best friends is Norum, the guitar player, of course, guitar player. So we're good friends with the whole band. But Joey Tempest, we hang out every now and then.
Well, cool. But a tour together, no.
We talked about it, actually, but I'm not, like, it's hard to know, like, ultimately, we make the calls for who we're going to tour with.
Yeah.
For instance, we're going to tour in North America soon with Tribulation and their friends. And then we're going to tour in Europe with Grand Magus, mm-hmm. which is also friends, you know. And Europe, we have talked about touring together, but it's hard to know if people like that package or not. I'm not sure.
Nesto would fit perfectly, I think.
I don't know.
But Opeth and Europe, it's hard to imagine.
I think they would have to play after us then, because you don't want to go up after the final countdown.
Yeah.
It's hard.
Yeah. That's always a hard thing, I bet. If it's a concept record, does a song stand for its own, or are they all connected in some way?
They are connected lyrically, but also to a certain extent that the one song bleeds into the other, which I always liked anyways. It's basically the reading of a testament. So it's like paragraphs. There are no real song titles on there. It's a bit odd by our standards even. But you could, of course, extract any song from, you know, like we don't have to play the whole record.
But don't make a 3-minute single edit, right?
Say again?
Don't make a 3-minute single edit.
We won't. I hate edits, of
in
course.
In general, yeah.
Yeah, I remember back in the day when we did the Black Quarter Park record. They wanted to put out a single of the song The Drapery Falls, the record label at the time, and they just cut it off in the middle. They didn't even, like, make an edit in those days. So we won't make... I mean, the songs are a bit shorter than they were 10, 15 years ago, whatever. But edits, yeah, that's not going to happen.
I can imagine you were pretty upset when that came out, right?
Well, it was already printed, and, you know, back in those days... The labels didn't really care about the bands in the same way as they do now, I think.
So I guess you as artists love, like, vinyl, or at least the record as a whole, and not just, like, streaming here, streaming there, just, like, consuming. You like have a good wine, sitting in a chair, listening to the album on a headphone. Is that the way to listen to it?
Definitely. That's the way you should absorb an album, I think. Kids these days are so quick with TikTok, they listen 10 seconds to a song and then they, you know, skip. I try to have a rule with my daughter, for instance, that you have to listen to the entire song at least.
You know? Yeah. Thank you so far. Looking forward to the new record. When is it coming out?
I think it is October. I want to say October 11th, but I don't know.
Like sometime mid-October.
But there might be a song coming out at midnight tonight. Okay.
There might be a song at midnight tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Habt ihr gehört? Also es gibt schon mal ein Song gibt schon mal heute um Mitternacht, und das Album kommt dann Mitte Oktober raus. Wir sind sehr gespannt. We gotta be patient. Very curious. Thanks a lot. Opeth!
Thank you.
War Pod of Rock, euer Podcast-Magazin rund um Metal, Rock und allem drumherum. Präsentiert von EMP. Und für Musik auf den Augen, werft doch einen akustisch formulierten Blick auf emp.de. Mit dem Code Pod of Rock erhaltet ihr satte Rabatte auf eure EMP-Bestellung und unterstützt so unseren Podcast.